Let's go find out if Michigan's going to have a football season. John Borton from the Wolverine.com, one of our Michigan insiders, is standing by live on the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line. How you doing, Johnny B?
Doing very well. Bill, good to hear you from you, and good to be talking college football while it lasts.
Yeah, a month ago it looked like it was a sure thing. You know, they were welcoming everybody back for the voluntary workouts, I think on June 15th, and now the conversation is no non-conference games. If there is a season, only conference games. Schedule will be coming out later. I keep looking at that calendar and saying by August 1, we'll know if we'll have college football this year.
Yeah, I believe you're right. And I unfortunately, the more I hear and the more I listen to people, the more I think that the whole just conference schedule business was a step one towards saying, no, we can't do this year, at least in the fall. And we're going to see what happens, but I get this feeling, you know, when I when I'm out on the water and out on a boat, and I go past a broken down dock that is filled with about 30 to 35 turtles, and what I experience is that one gets jumpy and starts to move toward the water, you're going to find a whole bunch of people diving in. And that's what I liken the move towards no football to be like once it starts. Yes, we had Ivy League saying no, we're not going to have it this fall, but that's Ivy League. What I'm saying is once one of the biggies, whether that be conference or individual program, says now we just can't do this, boy, I think you're going to see a lot of people diving into the water, because it happened in the spring around Big Ten tournament time for basketball. And I think you could see the same thing for football. It's just, I think you have a lot of people that are very worried about just the cost if something goes wrong. And, you're going to have, you very well could see the erring on the side of caution.
And then you look at spring football, because I don't think they can go a year with losing the money from college football and the previous right. school year losing the money from a canceled NCAA tournament. And if you delay, this could be a discussion with ADs and even presidents. So you're at the University of Michigan, and President Sissel and Ward Manuel are in a room with other administrators. And you're like, if we could push this and play our season in March, April, May, there may be a vaccine. There may be enough medical clearance where we can welcome the fans back. And now think about the money they're going to get by playing in the spring that they won't get in the fall.
Yeah, no question. And you could have some of that. And those are all checks in the column that says delay this thing and still have your football. They are not checks that don't have opposing ones on the other side, however. I mean, you get to spring, and for instance, Michigan. You get to spring and you're going to have a football season. Are you going to have Quiddy Pay playing for you? Are you going to have Nick Eubanks, some of these elder statesmen of the team that are looking towards the NFL and towards their future? Are they going to be playing in the spring? I think that's that would be a huge question mark all across college football. You would also, I've talked to people that say, look at all the players that after a football season, everybody's banged up. How many of them get a shoulder cleaned up or a knee, a meniscus taken care of, or things they've been playing with and then have all winter to kind of heal up, and they may have to miss spring ball, but hey, big deal. You're going to work out through the summer, and you're going to be in fall practices. You would not have that, and some think it would be a stress to then have football just a few months later, right in the fall. So I understand what you're saying. They are going to want to have a season somehow, some way. There's already massive cuts taking place all over the place in college football. But it's not as cut and dried as, okay, we'll just move it back a few months and everything will be the same.
Yeah, and the NFL can fill a void. The pro sports look like they're all going to keep moving forward, and they have different boxes to check that you mentioned, Johnny B, that colleges mm-hmm. and even the high schools don't have to deal with. And they have the money to provide the best medical testing, safety, security, as good as anybody in the world. So they're going to keep forging ahead. And if we get football in March, April, May at the Big House, and you get a college football playoff in early June, so be it. And then I know some will say, well, what about the quick turnaround? Okay, well, if you have the quick turnaround, you just you start the season later in September. Maybe your season is March and April with a 8-game schedule in the college football playoff in May, and that would give you 2.5 months with no contact or anything before fall camp for bodies to rest.
Yep, you're gonna have to be flexible, but I'm of the mind that there will be players that do not play in the fall or at the start of the fall that otherwise would have if they'd have had an entire winter off. And you know, I quite frankly haven't given up on fall football yet, because I guarantee you these coaches want to play, the players overwhelmingly want to play, and they look at this as there's just not that dire an outcome for anyone our age, 22 to I'd rather 18 to 22 or 24. And everybody says, well, they're not the only age group involved, because you've got officials, you've got the older coaches, you've got going home to family and all that. Well, that's where common sense and separation and just being smart about the whole thing comes into play. I don't know, I've suggested, hey, okay, if you're worried about Don Brown on the sidelines, in the faces of players, move him up to the press box for a season. Whatever you have to do to get a season in. I just think, though, that at the end of the day, people are going to look at this and just be too nervous to do it. I know if it were up to the players, you'd have a season this fall.
Yeah, but money, obviously the biggest thing is safety, and then the money comes into play. And if you can delay it, and you think of the Big House, I don't know, is it $8 to $10 million for those, might only be 5 home games, but you could get half of it back from what you would lose in the fall. It's not bad. I don't have a problem with high school or college football playing in the spring. I really don't. I see no negative. I know some will say logistics or kids might have to choose between a sport, but man, considering we'll hopefully be on the backside of coming out of a pandemic, I'll take it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. If it comes down to spring or nothing, anybody from coaches to players to fans to TV networks, anyone else are going to be all on board, because the alternative is just disastrous.
John Borden from the Wolverine.com, the Michigan Insider, joining us. One thing not brought up in this conversation about the possibility of no college football is that you get to the other revenue sports, and nothing against the non-revenue men's and women's sports at Michigan or any other college. But now you're going to look at basketball, which normally would start, would start early November. You're going to look at Michigan State, the rest of the Big Ten, the D1 schools in the state. If there is no football, if there is no fall sports, their seasons won't start until after the first of the year.
Oh, no doubt. If they start then. I mean, I think if you don't have football in the fall, basketball is very much in jeopardy. I mean, because how do you justify then starting up even in January if you don't have some sort of a vaccine or some sort of a rock-solid therapeutic yet? You're going to say, well, what's different now than was different in or was the same in September or October? How can you do this? And you're going to have that same sort of a nervous mentality. I think you're going to see substantial change to the basketball season if there isn't football in the fall. If not, just a really dramatic change, maybe even losing the basketball season.
Wow, again. So you lose the conference tournaments, and it will be revenue producing sports. That, you know, if you can have fans, here's how you'll get college basketball back. And I'm serious. Is that the TV money after the first of the year, Big Ten Network, and your, you know, family of network deals you get for a particular revenue producing sports, and if you get a vaccine, or if there is a mirror, if the disease becomes non-existent in America quicker than most of us would think right now. I saw the Surgeon General said in a couple of weeks we could send the virus back the other way, and I was kind of surprised and taken back, like, wow, that seems pretty fast. If everyone wears their mask and they do social distancing, a couple of weeks, it could go that quickly, go the other way, as quick as it came back, right?
Yes and no. I mean, it's a catch 22, Bill, because you look at this. Okay, what does the mask do? They put off people getting this, and does it come back even stronger in some areas where it's been held back the most? Unless you do have some sort of rock solid vaccine. I mean, our goal is to get past all this, and you wonder if the places where you're seeing more of it now are going to be better off in the long run, especially if those infected now are folks that are not in a really vulnerable category, such as college-age athletes. I really wonder what's the end game for all of this. Yes, we want to avoid and keep quarantined all those that are in vulnerable groups, but you know, to try and lock it down. I mean, we talked originally about flattening the curve. Well, we flattened the curve, and then a few months later, we took our foot off the gas a little bit, and then you've got this wave. Are we just pushing back the inevitable?
All right, so if I ask you, before I let you go, and John Borden from TheWolverine.com, one of our Michigan football and basketball insiders joining us on the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Odds that Michigan gets in their conference-only schedule this year in football?
I'm feeling at about 30% right now, Bill. I just, I wrote a column a week ago that said let them play. And I honestly think that you could do it and do it reasonably safely and intelligently. But the more I sense this feeling of concern about the liability involved, what if something goes wrong, the more I think you're looking at spring or at the very best.
Odds that Juwan Howard and Michigan basketball tip off their regular season in November?
If you don't have football, I'd say zero. If there's no football in the fall, then you're looking at January at the earliest.
John Borden from TheWolverine.com. Also, their football preview, 160 pages. That's why John said, man, you know what? Go get that preview. Whether it's for the spring or fall, it's still going to work. Well, though, if you have spring, though, you might lose some guys who opt out to go to the NFL draft. See, I wonder if they did spring football. This is another thought. Would the NFL push their draft into like June, late June?
I would certainly think that would be a consideration, right? Because you've got guys that you would be able to see and could play, and it would change their situations. And I think that they would want to. So that'd be something to watch for sure.
All right, Johnny. Thanks for the great conversation. Stay safe, my friend.
All right. Take care, Bill. Thanks.
All right, John Borden from TheWolverine.com joining us from TheWolverine.com tower overlooking the Michigan campus in Ann Arbor.